Each and every show, we like to kick it off with our friends from Talk Radio News, my fave, Victoria Jones and the Wings. Victoria, lots happening in Washington, but that's nothing new. You and I have talked about that for years now. Susan Rice, though, the U.S. UN ambassador, is really, really taking a pounding. Now the House Republicans in mass are going after her. What's the scoop on that?
Yeah, that's interesting, particularly since they actually don't have anything to do with confirming her.
Yeah.
It's the Senate that does it. So it's kind of like, yeah, well, you can write a letter, but that's really all you can do because it's not your business. So they can write a letter, and President Obama can ignore it. If he intends to nominate her, we don't know if he does.
Right, because he hasn't said that. There's just been, you know, people are speculating, but actually he has never said that I know of.
No, he hasn't said. I mean, he may feel more like it now if he's in the mood for a fight. We don't know if he's in the mood for a fight. He may be looking to appoint Senator John Kerry to the State Department. He may have some entirely different plan altogether for the State Department that we don't know. Deval Patrick, the Massachusetts governor, his name has come up for Secretary of State also. There could be somebody we've never heard of as a possibility for Secretary of State, but she does remain a front runner, although there are those who say that she's actually probably not the most qualified person, nothing to do with this Benghazi debacle, which is ridiculous, but more because she has ticked a lot of people off along the way through some fairly undiplomatic language that she's used to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, so, there's just names. There's names that are being thrown out there, but I couldn't find it either. There was nothing specific. It's just people, I call it spitballing, trying to figure out what's going to stick. But I know Kerry really wants it, though, by the way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he's really interested in it, absolutely. All right, so let's move from Rice to the situation now with Petraeus. Is some of this starting to die down or no?
No. No, because something happens all the time. I mean, today Paula Broadwell banged her car door into the face of an AP photographer. So that becomes news. That was great.
I know. I love the fact that you have a Tampa socialite, whatever that is, and then Paula Broadwell. And what about the men in their lives? What's going on with them? How come they're not being hounded? I saw one thing where Scott Broadwell, and we actually aired it, where there was a reporter that screamed a question, and he just said, I have no comment. But it's so interesting that we don't know really very much about them, and they're in the middle of this crazy firestorm, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Very interesting. The men seem to be keeping a pretty low profile. I mean, Paula Broadwell's husband is, I don't know, either devastated or infuriated.
Yeah, maybe infuriated. He could be just maybe. Like Holly Petraeus. What did they say? That furious doesn't begin to describe it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, crazy. All right, so we move from that to what's really huge is what's going on with these rocket attacks from the Palestinians over to the Israelis and back and forth. And I saw a poll out that showed the majority of Americans are actually backing Israel. You're not surprised by that, are you?
No, not at all. The majority of Americans would most certainly be backing Israel. That doesn't surprise me in the slightest. And the majority of Israelis are backing what's happening now, too. Poll in Haaretz said that this morning, which was interesting. But also interesting about this poll in Haaretz was that only a minority, something like 30%, backed ground invasion, which I thought was interesting. They didn't. The majority of people who were polled did not want ground invasion.
Wow. In watching all this unfold, somebody was telling me even before the story broke that it looked like Bill Clinton was going to try to, you know, be called in to broker this, some kind of a peace deal. Where do you think all this goes from here?
You know, it's very, very difficult. We've got Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General. He's in Cairo. He's meeting with President Morsi, the Egyptian president, tomorrow. He's going to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. Egypt is portraying itself as the big mediator in the deal, but it's also been trying to prep the press with Hamas talking points and showing Hamas as being the victim here. So that's, you can't really be a mediator if you're doing that. But then on the other hand, you know, Morsi is kind of like, he wants to run his country, and he doesn't really want his entire presidency to founder on this. Frankly, he governs 85 million people in Egypt. Hamas rules 1.5 million in Gaza.
Right.
You know, what's more important to him? He knows where his money comes from. It comes from the United States. And
yeah.
He only got 51% of the vote. So it's not like he's the most popular guy in Egypt. So he needs to get this right. Where do I see this going? I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I've tapped every source that I have, and I'm getting the same thing back from them. Somebody told me today at the Pentagon, flip a coin. Flip a coin, that's terrible. Flip a coin, because we don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
All right, this is the most important thing of all. As a Brit who's now become a little bit Americanized, I think you could cop to that. Do you like Twinkies?
You know, we have our own rubbish in England, which I'm actually more addicted to. You've spent time in Ireland, you understand we make very good that kind of stuff. But I am fond of a Twinkie, yes.
Oh, so are you sad about the whole Twinkie thing? Although it looks like the Twinkies are going to live on.
I have great hope for these mediation talks.
Yeah, that's all that counts. That's the most important part of this conversation. Victoria Jones, always a good sport. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
All right, coming up the rest of the way here in this hour of ATN, you heard us having that conversation about the rocket fire with the Israelis going hard and heavy at the Gaza Strip. And the fact that is that now they're saying that one of the airstrikes killed one of the top Islamic Jihad commanders. So Hamas is also ramping up its rallying rockets back. I mean, they are striking and trying to hit Tel Aviv and every place in between. This thing is getting nastier and nastier by the minute. In the meantime, while we just jumped on here and I'm trying to get some information as we move along, four men in California, in fact, in that Southern California area, I think just right outside of LA, have been charged with attempting to support terrorism. The FBI just made that release. They just released that information. They're being very, very vague about it. We'll flush it out and get more info there. And because we're getting closer to Turkey Day, we got to do our biggest turkeys of the year. Who were the biggest turkeys of the year? I have a long list, and I bet my list has some of the same turkeys that you have on your list. They're waiting back in the coop at the mothership at the network in Minneapolis. But we're going to release them throughout the show. So if you want to throw in your turkeys, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'd have to say Gloria Allred gets a turkey for me anytime any woman is involved in any kind of affair or anything crazy that happens having to do with a famous man, she's involved in it. One of the Kelly sisters, she now is representing. Well, she is a famous attorney. She gets a lot of airtime, and she knows how to get her clients' money, that's for sure. She's still a turkey in my book. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show, what are this year's biggest turkeys? And it can be anyone. I'm telling you, my list includes this judge, Audrey Collins, who denied the bid to save that nativity scene in Santa Monica. And my reason is, because who cares? I don't get it. So this federal judge says, nope. Forget about it. This injunction to force Santa Monica to allow the display of the nativity scene that they've had on Ocean Drive since the 50s. You know, come on. Religious liberty? I think you got to give and take here. Hey, no offense to the atheists because it doesn't matter. That's fine. But why do we have to nitpick, waste money, beat up so many people about a nativity scene that was part of the culture in Santa Monica? So you don't like it, you walk by it. Who cares? I just don't understand. What a waste to drag this through the courts. I mean, that nativity scene has been in Palisades Park. I'm not even a Californian, and I know it. I've seen it. Last year, atheists decided that they were overwhelmed by the city's process for display sites. Right? They didn't like it. So they started to go after them for a whole bunch of different things. And Santa Monica, I think, decided, you know what? Hey, we're just getting out of this. We don't want any controversy. We don't want that. We want to just be politically correct. So we're backing out of the city holiday tradition that we've had since the mid-50s. And here's what it is. 14 diorama. That's what it is. It's set up and it's out there on Ocean Drive and it's covered up and I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Look, if I were an atheist, which I'm not, but if I were an atheist, where's the give and take? To each his own. Brother, that's not shoving it in anyone's face. So one of my turkeys is now this federal judge, and I think it's scary because what happens next? I mean, I think it's a pretty extraordinary ruling, and it is a big story. Because does this mean any kind of religious displays or speech at a public park? Because this is a public park in Santa Monica. Someone handing out pamphlets, would that be banned? And I think that's scary because now you're swinging the pendulum legally so far to the other side. You know, national atheist groups this year took out full page newspaper ads and TV spots and all that stuff. And they were responding to the bishops, the Catholic bishops' activism around women's health care issues, right? So now they're gearing up for these battles about these Christmas displays in small towns. I get the objection to the TV ads if they want to do that. That makes sense. There's the issue. Here's what they think. It's the whole thing about who's paying for the birth control pills and all of that. But now we're talking about innocuous, to me, displays that have been in areas forever. They're just part of the culture, and I can't understand how that would be bothersome to anyone. But it goes along with what I talked about in a previous show. The Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, remember this, found that 20% of Americans don't have any kind of a religious affiliation. And that's an increase from 15% in just 5 years. 15 in five. That is huge. I mean, that is huge. And I get the separation of church and state. I agree. I do. I agree. Sometimes I think it's so way over the top that that's part of the problem with our politics. And that's why so many of our politicians become liars, because they're just pandering to whoever they think is going to get them elected. And whatever they have to do to placate them, they're going to say they agree. Whatever it is. Honestly, not all, but there is a majority that will go along so that they can get elected, because the pressure is just that intense. In the case of the nativity scene, shame on the people who brought suit. Because there's no reason for this battle. You can't walk by it. It's that offensive. People weren't singing hymns, screaming things out loud, for goodness sake. It's just too bad. We'll see, because I think that this is going to continue, and thousands of more hours will be tied up in courtrooms to talk about things like nativity scenes that have been around for a very long time. There's that danger of swinging too much to the other side. Is there no middle anymore in America? It's like everybody kept talking about the loss of the middle class. How about the loss of sincerely open-minded people who might be what I call middlers, who can listen and make up their own mind? They're not controlled by any group or belonging to any group. And aren't people who are atheists or agnostics supposed to be in some ways open-minded about other things? So why not when it comes to like a nativity scene? I didn't mean to go off on that, because certainly that's not the biggest fish that we're frying around here in this hour. But it goes to the biggest turkeys of the year, and this is a last-minute entry, because this judge would never have been on my radar, this federal judge, if it hadn't been for what happened in Santa Monica. Otherwise, forget about it. It wouldn't have happened. Also on my list, some obvious ones, are the Republicans who helped tank Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney can thank part of what happened to him to the congressman from Missouri, Todd Akin, who was running for Claire McCaskill's Senate seat, and this is old news, you know, this comment about legitimate rape, and Richard Murdoch, who was running for the Senate seat in Indiana, on the Republican side after Richard Lugar shockingly lost out in the primary. The longtime senator booted out for Richard Murdoch, who didn't win, so then that seat went to the Democrat, and he made the comments about that if there's a child from a rape situation, it's a gift from God, and that was it. That just tipped the scales completely in a different direction for, I think, partially for Mitt Romney. That's not everything that happened, but at least partially. So that would also be on my turkey list. That's three. That's three, and they weren't even my top people. If you want to add to the list, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I think the biggest thing to look at as to what's happening in the Middle East is what's going on with Israel and what's happening with the Hamas commanders and how ugly this is going to get. And or is it going to, are we going to eventually have some brokered peace deal here? And does this at least temporarily stop? I think Israel is kind of laying the bricks one by one by one for what I've been talking about, and how many guests have we had on the show? Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, talking about Iran and a possible strike against Iran in an assault against Gaza, because you follow the pieces and the players, and this is pretty easy. You can score at home. Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. Say it with me. Because those two groups funded, set up, given weapons by Iran. And what are they doing in the back and forth with Israel? Using those weapons. So this thing is going to ratchet up. It has all the markings of becoming much bigger than it is. Not just Israel, not just Gaza, not just property and all that entails and everything that's happened in history, but much more than that, especially if we drag, or they drag, because the United States isn't in this right now, if they drag Iran into it, and boy, it's looking more and more like that's going to happen. It's not shocking, but if it happens, it's such a game changer, because now it becomes a full-on production. This isn't off-Broadway anymore. Pardon the analogy, but it's not off-Broadway when you move to the main stage and you're talking about a full-on assault between Israel and Iran. And it's looking more and more like that could be where we're headed. And what happens if we go there? Then talk about going off a cliff. We're going off a cliff in a much different direction. All right, once again, if you have turkeys, throw them up. Plus, I don't know, maybe there is something to this whole Pew Center research poll on the question of religion. A new poll out says 45% would rather opt out of Christmas. Maybe it's just too commercialized. Are you sick of Christmas? We'll talk about it next.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Turkey's here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So I got some obvious ones. Listen, I wanted these guys booted a long time ago, and if I were running the ship for Obama, I would have definitely pushed for this to happen. If I were asked, what do you think? How can we shake up this cabinet? I would have said bye-bye to Eric Holder, who now, as the Attorney General, is going to stay on into the second term for about a year. The Prez asked him to stay on because there's been a mass exodus at the start of the second term. Traditionally, that happens a lot. We know Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has said she's going to leave soon, so they got to fill those shoes. And supposedly he was going to leave, and it couldn't have been soon enough for me. But now it turns out he is going to stay for another year. And I would put him on the list because I think he ducks and runs for cover just too much for my comfort. If he really is innocent, and I'm wrong on that, then shame on him for not facing the music on a plethora of issues, including Fast and Furious. That was a massive duck and run for cover. He should have been booted a long time ago. And so now here he is staying on for at least another year. Now, the other person that I also would say that would be my turkey of the year in the administration would be Tiny Tim Geithner. So here's the deal. What Geithner is saying, remember, at the end of October, in tiny whispers, because an election was coming up, he talked about reaching the legal limit on the federal government's debt by the end of the year. And we know what happened the last time around. Remember in 2011, of course, lift the lid up on that sucker. Let's just keep the credit card rolling. Let's keep rolling the dice. We're going to make it up. I swear we're going to make it up. Now you have Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying just last week that the Senate stands ready to increase the debt limit by another $2.4 trillion. And he says, you know what, if it has to be raised, we'll raise it. Because Tim Geithner's saying, you know what, if we have to raise it, we have to raise it. Because we're on a terrible path, but what are we going to do? How do we eliminate it? It would have been smart to do it a long time ago. The sooner the better. But now that's not the case, and he knows it's simple mathematics. It's not going to happen. The government's taking your donations now. Should everybody just kick in an extra five here and there, we might be able to crawl out of this deficit hole. It's Band-Aids and it's smoke and mirrors, but I'm just pounding on a drum that's beat to death. We all know that, and I don't care, Democrat, Republican, most of you agree with me on this one. And Tim Geithner, to me, he's a Goldman Sachs guy all the way, and I would have never put him in that position in the first place, but he's not going anywhere. He's hanging out, unfortunately. So those would be my two of my turkeys that I would have said goodbye to, I'm telling you, a long time ago. And now, even now, that's not going to happen. Oh, not going to happen. Really? You gotta be kidding me. Gotta be kidding me. Then there is the other thing that looms, of course, with the so-called fiscal cliff, and what happens with these taxes at the end of the year? Do we just kick in and start paying them? In other words, do loopholes close? Do some of the monies that were coming in checks, does that start to stop because the Bush tax credits expire? And while some would say, who cares, just a little bit of money, when it adds up for a lot of people pretty quickly, it doesn't matter. I can't see how once that cliff is shoved off, I mean, in other words, once everybody jumps over the cliff, they're not bringing that back. So they're not going to open that up again. Once it's shut down, it's shut down. So if that's the direction that it goes in, then that means don't expect those checks to be a little bit lighter. $80, $100, $200 a month, depends on what you make. Whatever it is that you'll start to notice that it's, I think you'll notice it anyway, that it's a little bit lighter. So the lame ducks, along with the turkeys, the ducks are hanging out too. We've had a lot of lame ducks the past couple of weeks. And this is a carryover, I think, from the election, the malaise of the election. Okay, woo! Some people are upset, some people are happy, some people don't care, some people want to see something completely different. But it's just that carryover effect. And the carryover is, let's just get to the end of the year, get to the end of the year. But that creates lame ducks in Congress, which is why, of all the things we could possibly do for accountability reasons, I think, to the elected lawmakers, if we want to talk about real reform, and I think this one is just staring us in the face, if you want to talk about real reform, here's the thing you do. Tie performance, job performance, to bonuses and committees and all that kind of stuff. Because, yes, if you're there, if you show up, if you're participating, if you're reading the bills, for goodness sake, that could become law, and you're part of hammering that process out instead of the whatever the gridlock is, then you should have a shot at the other more lucrative positions as you move along. But it's not about that. It's about counting friends. And the more friends you have in the mix, the more possibilities to move up into those key positions. Minority leader, majority leader, some of the bigger committees on the Hill. And that's what it's about. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and then we kind of maneuver around this thing. And it's going to take a while to crack that up. It is. It's going to take a while to see that come apart. But if we don't start doing it, if we don't start going after it, then we're not going to see it for even longer. So instead of just being a generation behind, it could be a couple generations behind. So let's hope some people have enough fortitude to hang with it and to keep watching some of those walls come down. We talk about it all the time on the show until you are sick and tired of hearing the ugly truth about where we're at and people that are just taken from the wild cocktail party on the Hill and not doing the things that they should be doing. Have it tied, bonuses, all that stuff can easily be tied to how much time someone is spending in Washington. Accountability. If other people have to be accountable at jobs, why don't they have to be accountable? It makes no sense. And this, again, is an issue that I can't see how it would be polarizing, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I can't imagine that we're not all for really having a scorecard for the people that represent us from whatever state you are living in right now, making that direct connection from you and your state to Washington, D.C. I mean, come on. Got to be there. Got to make some of those votes. Not voting present. Not being absent. So then we get into that whole thing of running and how much time you're away from the actual job of governing. See, I'm for a small government, but I'm not for no government. We need to have some government. Otherwise, it's just like wilding. Woohoo! Capitalism gone wild. And that doesn't work. I mean, yes, free market, enterprise, all that stuff, absolutely. But not to the point where you have zero regulation. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's just ignorant. Because you can't have that. Too big, and we are shrink it. No government whatsoever. Oh, I'm going to say a whole different kind of United States. But let's get better people. Let's really push on that. Work on that. You start working on the local level, and then those people that really, truly, you think have the gift and will do what they have to do, and they won't just be there for the grab bag, for the swag, then those people are the people that need to be groomed to move up to ultimately D.C. When I say groomed, just in the art of politics, just in the skill of being able to work with other people to crack into these committees, that kind of stuff. Wouldn't that be refreshing? Sure would be. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, what do you call a whole bunch of nude people who want to gather in public and eat their lunch? Well, just a typical day in San Francisco. However, that could change. We'll talk about it. And some other serious odds and ends on the day. If you missed it, the start to another week, but a short week for a lot of people because, yes, indeed, it is Thanksgiving, so we are talking a little turkey here. Biggest turkeys this year so far, people who would make your list, and remember that's from January all the way through November. Certainly a lot of things have cycled through in that time, probably things that you've forgotten. Sadly, Lance Armstrong would make a lot of people's lists. He would make mine. He did put cycling on the map, but then he broke our hearts with all the stuff that has now finally unfolded. I don't know. Wouldn't it be great if that... It's like if the old days. You know, Kennedy, you know, he was fooling around, but they had women that came in through carpets. They rolled them up in carpets. Nobody said anything. sometimes maybe there is something about not saying anything. Here comes the mail.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Lately, it's been a lot about love, hasn't it? Illicit affairs that blow up and make juicy, saucy headlines and jokes. And, you know, Paula Broadwell is getting $12 million to write her next book, which is certainly going to be a page-turner and sell more than All In, the Petraeus biography. Isn't that crazy? So infidelity does pay off for some in one sense. The whole love theme, by the way, there was no love in our Nail the Score pool this time around. As we're hitting that final turn here in this hour of America Tonight, I want to make sure I get this out. The San Francisco 49ers in Monday Night Football thrashed Chicago, not a surprise, I don't think, 32-7. And I actually thought it was going to be closer, but 32-7, nobody had that score. In fact, nobody even had 30 on the board. My guess was 21-14, and it was San Francisco. Matt's guess was 24-16. Then we had a couple of other people like Dave in Vermont. His guess was 27-21. but it was not to be, and it certainly wasn't Chicago. A good reminder to you that our next show will be our Nail the Score show in a shortened week because of Turkey Day, because of Thanksgiving. So if you want to play the game, it's easy. We take a break from politics and nonsense and all that ails us and makes us want to retch when we hear about some of the nonsense that's happening on the Hill. Well, we just have to lighten the load. And how we do that, the supercomputer picks the game of the week in the NFL. Doesn't matter what the game is. Don't have to like football. You're guessing one of the teams and what you think the final score is going to be. And it's just that simple, right? And you would think it would be simple, but it's not as simple. I mean, it's not as simple as far as the guesses are concerned. Like the lopsidedness. If Houston-Jacksonville had been the game of the week, Houston won that in overtime 43-37. How about the Jets and St. Louis? The Jets won that 27-13. How about this game? Atlanta and Arizona. Be tough. Throw the coin up. Could go either way. Atlanta 23-19. But it doesn't matter. It's all in fun. It is like circling the lottery numbers. So mark this down. Third hour next show, Tuesday heading into Wednesday. Three segments. It's so much fun, and I'm inviting all of you to be a part of it because I know you're going to have more than one eye open, and so it's the perfect opportunity for you. Perfect opportunity for you to win more than a door prize. How's that? Yep. And all you have to do is call us in that hour. So remember, we made a big switch on you with a shortened week. People always send me emails, what happened? Why'd you switch it around? We don't try to switch it around. But we switch it around when we know people are taking off. And a lot of people are taking off. 43 million people in the air. 30-some million people in cars. How many of those people are leaving on Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon? Or maybe they're actually leaving on Thanksgiving Day. But you would have to live close to do the Thanksgiving thing. And there would be limited options on getting somewhere. Sometimes it is a really good day to travel. It's like Christmas Day if you have to be somewhere. It's easy, so much easier to jump on a plane than the planes are half empty, but they're still running, just not as many flights. And if you can catch the right flight, you usually save money too. However, there is just something about, I don't know, traveling on a holiday. And I'll be in that crowd. I'll be traveling this Thanksgiving. But we're going to get in that. We're going to make sure we get in that Nail the Score stuff. So make sure you get it in. Dr. E in Kentucky, like Chicago. He's one person. He said 21-10. Rick in Illinois, of course, like Chicago. He should be picking the Bears. 20-13. And mostly, not everyone, because there were some other score guesses, but mostly everybody said San Francisco. And like I said, San Francisco won. A quick side note, a football pool that I'm in, again, just a friendly pool where you pick the winners of all the games. I won every single game, picked all the winners, and then we had to have a tiebreaker Monday Night Football. My number was 38, and 39 is how many points it was. Woohoo! Maybe that's a good sign. Speaking of signs, let's dive back into it. It is a sign, I think, what's happening with Israel really going back and forth with Gaza, really Hamas, that in fact, and Hamas equals what? Equals Iran. What could be the start of World War III might be happening under our noses right now. Because Iran, if attacked by Israel, I think would pretty much strike back using Hamas folks, Hezbollah people, other terror groups that they've been giving weapons to for a long time and a lot of those missiles. And those missiles have a range of up to 45 miles. In some cases, they can hit Tel Aviv and Jerusalem from the Gaza Strip. The last 6 days of fighting now into the seventh day might give us a glimpse of what it could look like in some kind of a military strike against Iran's nuclear program, and this would not be shocking at all to me. It wouldn't be shocking. They're very concerned about what's happening in the Middle East, especially seeing the shaky things that are happening in their neighbors' backyards. That has to be uncomfortable. So this whole thing blew open on Wednesday when Hamas fired an anti-tank rocket at an Israeli military jeep inside Israel. And really, how many countries would put up with missiles raining down in their neighborhoods, in their heads, or just out from outside the border? The answer is Benjamin Netanyahu is now tired of this. 30,000 Israeli reserve forces are on the border with Gaza, going to go into the strip if Israel airstrikes cannot destroy the long-range rockets and their launch pads. They're just going to go in and shut them down, to do whatever they have to shut them down. So the good news is you have this missile defense shield that we help pay for, and that helps the Israelis have some comfort of security and certainly deters the Israelis from striking Iran unilaterally, because it looks that way. It keeps looking more and more that this may happen, and then we just get a phone call in the middle of the night, and that's it. Boom. Too late now. We don't want your 2 cents. We have pulled the trigger on Iran. So it's game on. You decide in or out. In or out. And that is a huge story because of, are we going to have troops redeployed, whatever? Should it get pretty scary there, which I think it's already scary, but even worse than what we've seen? Certainly, let's hope not. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But it's not looking good, and it hasn't for some time. I alluded to this, so I feel like I need to give you the payoff, but I'm bump. And this is it. This is the final one as we hit the post. San Francisco is deciding on whether to ban nudity in a city where pretty much, let's face it, anything goes. You want to smoke some dope. You want to walk around in crazy psychedelic clothes in the Haight-Ashbury and pretend you're back in the 60s. It's okay. People love you. And now you have this fight that's been going on between a group of men who are naked. They strut through the city at Castro District, and they feel like it's their right to be able to be naked if they want to be naked. They're talking about the city. They can make exemptions for street fairs and parades and all that sort of stuff. A first offense, maximum penalty, $100 fine. Second offense, misdemeanor, $500, and then it goes on from there. And then eventually, if you just won't put your clothes on, they put you in a room without any windows, I have a feeling.
Yeah, baby. Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it. Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains,
migraines or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.